The California Water Institute at Fresno State helps all of us to better understand the importance of water management. Laura Ramos is the director at the California Water Institute.
Good morning and welcome to Weekly Water Insights. I'm Laura Ramos from the California Water Institute, and today we're exploring healthy rivers and landscapes, also known as the Voluntary Agreements, which is California's latest approach to restoring the heart of our water systems, the Sacramento-San Joaquin Delta. For decades, the Delta has been the battleground over how we share water in California. This vast inland estuary supplies drinking water to over 25 million people and irrigates millions of acres of farmland. Yet, it's also home to struggling fish population, disappearing wetlands, and delicate ecosystems that depend on timing, flow, and habitat. Previous efforts to resolve these challenges included a strategy known as the Voluntary Agreements. Collaborative water sharing deals between water agencies, water suppliers, and environmental groups. Today, these efforts have evolved under a new, broader vision, healthy rivers and landscapes. This updated initiative seeks to rebalance the relationship between human water use and river ecosystems. It includes commitments to restore natural flow patterns, improve fish habitat, and fund long-term restoration efforts, all while recognizing the water needs of farms and cities. What's different now is the scope. Healthy Rivers and Landscape is designed not just to increase water flow, but to improve the health of the entire watershed from the headwaters to the delta. At the core, the program focuses on timing, delivering water when the river and fish need it the most, and collaboration, aligning local, regional, and state-level stakeholders to make decisions based on science and mutual benefit. But like all big changes in California water, this one isn't without controversy. Some environmental advocates worry the commitments don't go far enough or lack enforcement. Others argue it's a refreshing alternative to the endless litigation and rigid mandates, one that gives communities more say in how the rivers are restored. Still, healthy rivers and landscapes make a major shift, from reactive to proactive, from fragmented to integrated. It's a hopeful sign that California can move beyond conflict and towards a shared vision where fish, farms, and families can all thrive. Thank you for joining me on Weekly Water Insights. And don't forget to tune in next week. Together, we can navigate the challenges of water management and build a sustainable future for everyone.
Laura Ramos is the director at the California Water Institute at Fresno State. For more information, you can go to californiawater.org.